You're listening to Rewired and Inspired with Lily Beyond, episode 61.
Welcome to the Mental Fitness School podcast, where we talk all things rewiring your brain to become the inspiring person you're meant to be, inside out. And now to your host and favorite coach, Lily Beyond.
I have to tell you, I really love this intimate time with you here. And especially this time of year where everything gets a little slower, a little more human and a little more joyful and hopeful. And I love to use exactly this time of year to supercharge your desires, your dream, your future for what is to come. Actually, I'm super excited. I have a couple of clients that actually wanted to use exactly this time of year right now where we're doing my signature format of daily mini check-ins to keep you accountable, to move forward and do the right thing. Even right now, and especially right now. And like I was saying, with making more miracles, these tiny, significant actions, these moves forward towards that dream, hey, you have no idea how they pile up, how they add up, how these are the bricks that build your dream home. So for today's walk, I want to give you a recipe how you can set yourself up to win. I feel this is such an important framing of how you prepare yourself for your day, for your things that are ahead of you. And especially right now, if you are with family or the shenanigans are kind of dialing down right now before they heat up again. And you want to collect your thoughts and your reflections and make the most out of everything that happened this year and create a clean slate for what is to come. And hey, let me tell you, I just did exactly this reflection a couple of days ago to really extract, like, what was 2022 actually about? I have a big underlying emotion through all the year that was kind of dealt with excitement and an adventure into the unknown. First off with doing the 100 days of going live, then moving to the island, then getting settled in here, starting a new business here, and ramping up my coaching practice to serve even more people on a larger scale and internationally. So many exciting new things, and we totally up-leveled on all fronts. And to be honest, it was not always fun and easy, because the old ego had to die. Quite parallel to my summer of reinvention, my shadow was going through a dark night of the soul, where you question a lot of things, where old patterns come up, where you're evaluating past relationships and how they still affect you in today's everyday actions. So I really come to realize, like my mentor always tells me, life is 50-50. It always is 50% good and 50% bad. The point is, how do we handle those other 50%? How do we make them work for us and not against us? That they are not like the slippery banana we keep running into. But how can it actually be the fuel that brings you forward? The point is not to be 100% in alignment. This was never the intention for living in your fullest expression according to your type. The point is that you will always experience this dark side, the moments where you are not in alignment, the moments that will never go your way. And this is exactly the point. These are the moments where we grow. If you consider a bag of tea, I for the longest time was the biggest tea bag collector. Whenever I was somewhere on holiday or somewhere special, I took the occasional tea bag with me. So I know how tempting it is to stay in that safe place, to not use it up, to not put it into action. But what is the point of that? Tea bags are meant to be put into hot water. This is how they unfold their full power and full purpose. So while you're reflecting on your past, consider these hot tea moments. These moments where you felt you've been dumped into hot water and had to figure it out whatever needs to happen. With all the curveballs and all the things that did not run your way. What can you learn about that? What aspects about you did those situations unearth? And if you're curious, I don't only run a wins list. I also run a major fails list. I've been doing that since 2019, I think I started. I'm collecting on a running document just every major fail, all the things that did not work out, where I had the biggest, purest, wonderful, most intentions, but at some point it did not work out. Something failed, especially my whole streak with DIYs and upcycling furniture. Hey, let me tell you, this was a major, major growth experience. How to deal with all those failures, all those setbacks when things don't work your way. And you wanna collect those moments because this is what purifies your inner diamonds. So just keep that in mind when you're reflecting right now, while you're setting yourself up to win. Winning right now in this current moment of celebrating this transition, but also winning in the new year with whatever you're setting out to do. Maybe you have this business dream or this passion project or a life-changing skill like coaching you wanna bring into the world and you wanna build it up to become a sustainable income stream. Really take that time, this time of year, to treat yourself this mental spa day, to really be in this beautiful state and marinate in this idea of what that could be and how good that would feel and what impact you would create while doing that. And while you're in this good energy, I want to give you the recipe on how you can set yourself up to win. Step 1. You wanna set this clear goal. You wanna declare your miracle. What is that clear goal? What is that miracle you wanna see unfold in your life? What do you want to achieve? And don't be afraid to be very specific, so it's not just feeling better or making more money, but be playful with yourself and allow yourself to be more specific how that could unfold for you. What would feel really, really good if you tap into your heart space, into your intuition, and you really feel into that? If you're trying on different goals you could have, what would deep down feel really, really good? And try to tune into that heart space, or maybe it's your solar plexus, your ribcage. When you tune into that place and you really feel like, hey, am I about to ramp up my coaching practice in the new year? And if you feel a deep, clear yes, then this is it. Or you feel a deep, clean no, or not yet. Tapping into intuition is the most beautiful language we can ever learn about ourselves. So remember that when you're setting that big goal. If the answer when you're checking in and deeply asking, hey, is this meant for me? Is this really a business or a personal goal for me for the next year? And you're getting almost a fuzzy answer and it's like, oh, I don't know, like, or that needs to happen, that needs to happen, and you're kind of all over the place for that. That might be your mind talking. But your intuition, your soul, that one that has the roadmap to your dream life, this part of you speaks very clear and very concise. I think I'm gonna make a whole other episode just about that, how to truly connect with that and tap into that. This is a practice that I'm doing in my coaching sessions with my clients. I'm happy to give you a teaser here how you can feel into that. But maybe this already was a good start point for you to start to distinguish like what really feels like a deep down soul goal. And there are a couple of benefits to having this North Star, this clear goal, this clear miracle you want to work towards. Benefit number one, you have freaking clarity. How good does clarity feel, my friend? Setting clear goals helps you to clarify your priorities and focus your efforts on what's most important to you. Because it's so easy to do what other people want you to do and to be sidetracked and manipulated by shiny object syndrome. So really try that practice and get that clarity. Benefit two is it gives you the motivation you need. It gives you this unheard of bucket of energy that comes out of nowhere, this deep, deep motivation to keep going. Because having such a specific goal, such a deep miracle you want to work towards, gives you something to strive for that will help you when things get tough, and they will get tough. As I said in the beginning, that's just part of life. Life is 50-50. And benefit number three, the clearer your goal you want to create, the better you can track the process towards that. Did you work on that today? Yes or no? It's easy to figure out. Measurable goals allow you to track your process and see how far you've come, which in return helps you to stay motivated. That's why I always set up a tracking tool with my clients, where we track the weekly actions on how good you are to yourself and your goals. Step number two, to set yourself up to win, you want to create a plan to reach your goal. Break your goal down in smaller, manageable tasks. I had a couple of clients last year that were kind of in career transitions, and it was about like, hey, I want to find a new job, I want to have a new opportunity. And we set it out like, hey, at the end of the coaching journey, so in 6 or 12 weeks, we want to have a clear job offer on the table. And I kid you not, once you make that declaration that in that time point you want to have that done, more than once it comes earlier. If you stay in that belief, things will happen way much faster. And the benefit of that is it really becomes like a treasure hunt. If you frame your mind around, hey, how can this be playful? I want to make it a playful, joyful experience. It can be freaking joyful and fun. I have all the tools for that. And step number three, you want to surround yourself with the right people. This is where it all comes together. You want to have those people, this miracle support squad that keep believing in you, that you don't have to always challenge your dreams with. And that just get you and support you with the right directions and think with you because they get it. They've been there and they know what it's like to put yourself out there. Find yourself a mentor who can help you stay motivated and offer guidance as you work towards that goal. As I do with my clients with the daily check-ins, this is so freaking powerful. You need to experience it to know how valuable it is. But once you have these daily laser accountability sessions, your goal is as good as done. Which takes us to step four. You want to take care of yourself in the whole process. And having this accountability partner and having these time buckets and having the list and having the goals is also a version of self-care. because it gives your mind the sanity that everything is taken care of. There is no wolf attacking you from behind the bushes. It's easier for your mind to focus on what's in front of you, to be not in constant scarcity and scare mode. But even more than that, you also want to schedule for your sleep, you want to eat well. Self-care is so freaking crucial for maintaining focus. And to be honest, I also had to struggle with that for the longest time, especially if you're kind of a smarty pants and you think like, hey, if I'm so smart, I have to figure that out. And I, for my share, I had a time of my life where I was kind of living besides of my body. If it was up to me, I would have loved to have a machine where I can just drop in my brain and it would just work and get shit done. But that's not how life works. We have this meat suit, this beautiful machine here available to us. And we want to nourish it and nurture it with the right fuel. That's why I love it that you're taking me on a walk here with you every single day now, especially in those days where we are more, say, liberal with our food and drink choices. This is such a prime example of taking care of yourself and taking care of your body. And step 6 to setting yourself up to win is to remind yourself to not be afraid to ask for help. You don't have to figure it out all on yourself. You're preparing a freaking miracle right now. Of course, there are things that you don't know about that are unclear to you because you don't see the full picture yet. So don't be afraid to ask for help. No one can do it alone. So don't be afraid to reach out for support from others when you need it and not when the roof is on fire, maybe a day before that. And finally, step 7, you wanna keep learning and growing, and tracking your wins and your losses and your learnings will help you strive to continually improve and learn and not fall into the same traps. Hey, let me tell you, in my early days of coaching, I had a couple of clients. They came to me with, hey, I always have these recurring patterns. How do I get out of that? Ooh, there's another asshole coming my way, and I feel I'm falling for the same person over and over and over again, not able to escape the loop. And that can happen in business too, that you're finding yourself in a constant failure cycle. I'm not saying that failure is bad, but you want to learn from it. Failure without learning is defeat. You get nothing out of it if you don't learn from it. I love that failure culture is really on the rise right now, but why is it so successful? Because we use it as material to grow from it, to learn from it, to improve from it. And hey, have you ever noticed that the best stories, even in movies, if you're planning a movie marathon these days, there is no story if there was not an obstacle that needed to be overcome. So don't be afraid to look at what failed in the past. And also don't be afraid to not know what's ahead of you. And give yourself that peace of heart that even if you fail, and even if it happened to the same pattern again, that this time it will be different. That this time you set yourself up to win. That this is not a sign that it's not meant for you, but that it's just a sign that there's something that's ready to be healed, ready to be released. And these stumbling blocks in your way actually become your stepping stones towards your goal, towards your miracle. This is the most essential success formula. If you just keep doing that, managing your mind, learning to accept the 50-50 of emotions, and keep freaking going with every little tiny action every single day, you will win. This is what that is when people say your success is inevitable. It just depends on you how many detours, how many breaks you're gonna take on the way. And if you feel that's too much, get yourself a mentor. The whole thing is meant to be hard. Some people make it on their own. Others thrive in community. If you like the space that we're having here, I'm so excited to tell you we have so many more episodes to come. We are not even halfway there to 9 days of podcasts. Keep the daily walks. Keep showing up for yourself. These are the proofs to the universe that you are taking your life and your future seriously. Thank you for showing up for yourself. Now enjoy the rest of your walk. Thank you. ready to deprogram your self-sabotaging patterns? The Mental Fitness Starter Training is open right now for enrollment. Once you are rewired and inspired, the real fun begins. Go to mentalfitnessschool.com to join class today. Thanks for listening and see you in class.